Hey, what's up, guys? Hope everybody's doing well and having a great day. 2024 has arrived, and it is getting off to a freakish start. It's only January 2nd, and we've already seen a lot of major activity. About an hour and a half before 2024 officially arrived, we saw a major X4 class solar flare erupt off of the sun. Following the solar flare, we saw a very large 7.5 magnitude earthquake over in Japan that generated a tsunami, and that tsunami warning forced the evacuation of over 100,000 residents in Japan. And just hours after the very large earthquake, also over in Japan, that's why I started off with this map, on the west side of Japan, that's where the 7.5 magnitude earthquake was that generated the tsunami. Over on the east side of Japan, in Tokyo, there was a fiery plane crash on January the 2nd, 2024, not getting off to a very good start in Japan. And here's what happened. The plane was making a landing, and somehow it collided with a Coast Guard plane that was sitting on the tarmac, bursting into flames, creating a huge fireball on the tarmac in Tokyo. That airplane had 367 passengers on board that made it out safely. I think there were a few minor injuries, but the plane looked like it was a total loss. So things not getting off to a very good start over in Japan, as we're only in day two of 2024. And looking at the northeastern coast of the United States, I wanted to share an observation I made with you guys of unusual activity also in 2024. You're looking at three rare earthquakes that occurred within hours of each other on January the 2nd. One near Cleveland, one near Washington, D.C., and one near New York. Also, there was a smaller one off the coast of Boston and one north and east of Detroit. Those were about 3 days ago. The red ones you see all occurred on the same day, January the 2nd. And looking at the buoys in this area, just making sure there's no type of unusual ground movement that could be causing these rare earthquakes in the northeastern part of the United States. And as of right now, there's no buoys in event mode in the northeastern United States. Coming over to the homepage of the website, today's feature photo was sent in by Rick and Nat out of La Push, Washington. Spectacular jumbo halo off the coast of Washington, out over the ocean, as you can see the waves coming ashore and the jumbo halo just above the horizon as the sun was setting. Checking in on the GOES X-ray flux over here at the Space Weather Prediction Center. All quiet the last 24 hours, looking at the planetary K index. This could change here anytime as we have an incoming solar flare that's moving at 3.5 million miles per hour, and that was associated with yesterday's very large X4 class solar flare. That energy is going to arrive anytime. In fact, I think some of it already has, as they spotted auroras in Norway just a few hours ago. Hopping over to the Yellowstone supervolcano caldera, looking at the seismographs that monitor the mighty supervolcano. Right now, everything's pretty quiet at the supervolcano caldera. But once again, to recap, 2024 getting off to a freakish start. A very large earthquake, a 7.5 magnitude that generated a small tsunami. Following the earthquake, a freak airplane accident in Tokyo where an airplane collides with a jet that was sitting on the tarmac, bursting into a large fireball in Tokyo. And once again, three very rare earthquakes in the northeastern United States, one near New York, one near Washington, D.C., and one near Cleveland. You guys have any photos you'd like to share, you can send those to reports at MrMBB333.com. If you guys have any videos you'd like to share that are too large to attach to the email, come over here to the homepage of the website. You can always find a link down below in the description box. Look for this red banner that says, have a large video. It's a Dropbox. Drag and drop your video into the Dropbox. Please include your first name, date, and location, and I'll take it from there. Thanks for watching. Have a super day, and be safe out there.